Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And as we do, we kick the week off on a Monday with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Everybody has technical problems. I was at the aggregator called The Gun Feed, and I went, wait a minute, this looks like my spam folder on my website, stuff I'd never let on my in my comments and notes. It looks like they got hacked, and right now it's not safe for work. So you are probably having a better day than they are.
Well, I hate when that happens. I hate when somebody gets taken down. I do. Thankfully, my website is so, you know, it's a radio show website, which that means you go to it and you're like, yep, it's there. And that's about it. That's all there is to it. And insofar as
it's not a big target.
No, not at all. It's, as a matter of fact, I don't even know that it would be considered a target.
Unfortunately, a lot of people in Chicago didn't think they were considered as targets. 44 of them were shot over the weekend. 3 of them died. Chicago, perversely, has incredible medical care because, what are we up to, 1,600 people getting shot so far this year and needing hospitalization? The gangs are going at it hand over fist, and of course Mayor Lightfoot says, oh, no. By the way, the DA just, there was two gangs going at it. Cops make a bunch of arrests. The DA releases everybody. Yeah, that was mutual combat.
Mutual combat, yeah.
That is insane. If you and I tried, well, I think what that means, we know that Barack Obama collected several million dollars from some gang members when they were in prison because he commuted their sentence. We saw that at the end of his term. Obviously, Mayor Lightfoot, or at least the DA, are doing similar things. Now, this is a Soros-appointed DA. Is he out to say, yes, civilization is ended, therefore we need bigger government? Of all the places trying to play that, Chicago has got one of the most bureaucratic and high-tax places. Let's see, who would be worse? Some places in California would give it a run. Wow.
Yeah, I think the George Soros, the George Soros prosecutor.
Yes.
Might possibly lead to more gun rights.
I think. You heard Dershowitz say that. But here's what I'm thinking. And this argument to me reads both ways. If there was no crime, who cares if civilians have guns? If crime is off the chain, they need them. But then the anti-gunners go, oh, but more guns is never the answer. You go, depends on who's shooting at you, I guess. Can I jump in? Normally we do news and we do self-defense gun stories later. Can I try and sneak one in this segment?
5 minutes.
There we go. This came out of Port Arthur, Texas. You recall only a month ago, Texas now has constitutional carry. You're glad to be standing in line. I mean, there was a time when you couldn't even get into a fast food restaurant. You had to wait through the slow drive-through window You're waiting for your order. It's just before 9 at night, and someone's not taking their social cues. Two men come inside. They push to the front of the line. Well, they're wearing masks, so do a lot of people. But these guys have guns in their hands, and they're yelling at everybody. They wave their guns at the kids behind the counter, and they wave the guns at the customers in the store. You own a handgun. You're carrying concealed tonight. You wait until you have a clear shot and the two robbers are not looking at you and pointing their guns at you, and you shoot them both. They run from the store. You stay at the scene. You shout for everyone to call 911, and you holster your gun. You're there when the police arrive. You give a statement. Police find your attackers nearby. Both are taken to a local hospital for treatment. One of them dies. The other's expected to recover. You're released and not charged with a crime. A few days after I wrote this, I caught this later in the news. The robber who died had held up a small restaurant at gunpoint only the day before. They don't mention if he had a criminal record, but they did have his mugshot to cover the news story, so I think this guy was a frequent flyer. Bill, so many people, new gun owners, go, it's violent out there, I should get a gun. And they don't know what they don't know. They don't know how really complex this self-defense example was. This is not where you start. This is graduate school. And I wonder if, can you and I just go through it, the things that people might not think about. You ready to dive in?
Sure.
Okay. They don't mention that this man had a carry permit. That means he probably didn't. If he did, that seems that always appears in the article. Great, you're carrying. Do you know how to present when you cannot afford to fumble your gun? Is it an automatic motion? When you pick the gun up and put it in front of your face, will the sights be there so that you can do the fine adjustment to hit your target? Have you thought about it so that you recognize the lethal threat? If you sit there with your mouth open and go, golly, I think we're being robbed, those are seconds you don't have. Now, there's a legal justification for using lethal force, but you need to know what that is so you can say, yep, I'm good to go legally. Did anybody in that store start the fight? Clearly not. On the other hand, there's some fights outside of bars where you go, man, I don't know who to root for here. Looks like we've got two guys who are both a problem. Now, could you just let the two guys take the money and run? Maybe. If you escape and hear gunfire inside and one of the kids behind the counter gets shot, you're really going to need some serious counseling. But let me point something else out. Sometimes robberies like this, you know, often they're gang related, and one of them goes, oh, I know that kid behind the counter. He's with so-and-so. And they use the opportunity of a robbery to settle an old score. One of the people behind the counter may be someone else in line. Also, we've seen these robbers go down the line and start robbing the customers. If they do that to you, they get your gun. Wow, there's so much to think about here, Bill.
Yeah.
You don't think so, huh?
Well, no, not necessarily that I don't think so. I think a lot of people, and I mentioned this to some people that were beginners this weekend. I went and filmed at a place where a bunch of beginners were shooting. And I mentioned that it wasn't my doing. They were just there. And I simply told them, I said, you know, 9,000 times a day, somebody just like you stopped a crime with a gun. And they probably didn't train as much as you did here today.
Well, good for them that they were out there.
Yeah. I hope they continue on with that. Yeah. Tell everybody how to find you real quick.
My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, it's picked up at Clash Daily. Where it really goes is Ammo Land. And then once a week, Bill, I get to talk to you and the ninjas.
Technical difficulties be damned. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we are talking with Rob Morse. And where would you like to go now, sir?
I want to talk about that self-defense situation just a little more. Hey, new gun owners, I just talked about, you know, a fast food line, the most ordinary place. We've all been there. Okay, if you're there with friends, girlfriend, child, relative, and the place is getting robbed, Do you just grab your kid and run? Do they know that? Do you have a self-defense plan for your family? Because one of them looking at you and saying, Daddy, you have a gun, or Mommy, are you going to shoot now? Is a bad plan. So let's have some of those things worked out ahead of time. Okay, suppose they are coming down the line. You think they're going to rob people. Have you ever drawn your firearm from the holster and moved as you were presented? Bill, you and I got to do that at the range together. There are lots of places, in fact, I'll bet most of our millions of new shooters have never moved their feet as they presented a firearm. Guys, you don't want a robbery to be the first time. There's a reason we start new shooters shooting at targets that don't move. It's easier to shoot them. You don't want to be that target. Also, there are two robbers here. Have you ever had the chance to shoot different targets, one right after the other? Easy. Next time you go to the range where they let you do that, often not an indoor range, but put up two targets. Go between them. 1-2, 1-2. And it can be just that fast. But that's the difference between taking a concealed carry course and actually doing some of the practice to develop some of the skills you want to defend yourself in the real world. Would you know how to recognize which attacker is the greater threat? Do you know what we mean by tactical patience? The guy who's trying to rob me, they're both armed. Hopefully, you want to defend yourself when their attention is on someone else they're robbing and not wait until they're patting you down and find your firearm in your holster. Wow. Just little things. This is not high-speed, high-drag ninja stuff. These are just the basics. So you have a license to learn. Please go take a concealed carry class. In fact, Bill, I saw one news article about this last week. I think we mentioned it. In Texas, that just went with constitutional carry, the instructors are saying, actually, the number of people who want their license rose, but even more are people who want to take the follow-on class beyond concealed carry. Here, teach me how to actually defend myself. We don't have to just do the state minimums. That's great news. Our neighbors are responsible.
Indeed. All the people that I saw yesterday that had, they weren't even taking a class. They were just sort of like an introductory sort of thing.
Sure.
And they wanted to look at the next level, which I thought that was a good sign as well. But, I mean, then they started saying, I read about something out in Arizona. And I was like, I said, you talking about front sight? She said, yeah, I think that's what it was called. And then all of a sudden they're talking about, yeah, we could go do that. And I think it was a bunch of lady realtors. I'm not sure. But, I guess if you got the money to go out there and train at a facility that size, I would probably start a little smaller.
Right.
Get a little more familiar with things before I would.
And I think you're in Arizona. I think you're thinking about gun sight. Front
gun sight
with Piazza is
Vegas.
In Pahrump, Nevada.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. On the other hand, front sight, gun sight is some of the best training I think you can get. Front sight, though, those lady realtors, I don't think it's cutting edge. They don't need cutting edge. It will build safe habits. They will wear their hands out. They will shoot 500 rounds. They will present a lot, and they will be tested at the end. It is drinking from a fire hose. If you remember a third of it, you're a phenomenal student.
Right. Drinking from a fire hose.
But they put, 20,000-30,000 people through there in a year. So good on them.
While I'm thinking about it, before you take off, while I'm thinking about it, let me do this. I need to be doing this more often. I want to welcome WVMG 96.9 FM out of Chattanooga. Carrying the show live today, starting today. Thank you very much, Chattanooga. Welcome to the League of Ninjas.
They started with you and me today. I'm on, Bill. Thank you so much. I saw something, and I'm not entirely sure what it means, Bill. The governors of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut signed a memo of understanding that they trade, quote, crime gun data across the state. And I'm
going,
is okay, does that mean you can say, hey, we recovered this gun, did it come from you? Or are they trading gun owner IDs? Like, here's everybody that bought a firearm, and now you can try and arrest them every time you see them driving in your state. I'm wondering.
One of the states is Pennsylvania, so I don't know. That's only as good as Wolf as governor, I'm sure. The rest of them, you know, what difference does it make with New York and New Jersey? What was the other one? Connecticut?
Connecticut.
Yeah, I mean, those are absolutely tyrannical states already.
Well, you know, tyrannical by matters of degree. If you're upstate, you might get your permit in New York. Connecticut is actually pretty close to shall issue. Bureaucratic, cumbersome, pain in the backside. But in lots of jurisdictions in Connecticut, you can get a carry permit, and it's good everywhere in the state.
Right.
So there are degrees of horrible, and I'm pretty sure New Jersey and New York City are standing there right at the top of horrible. I don't understand. And you followed up with it. I've been listening to you online too. The sheriff in Los Angeles County says, you know, I might have to start handing out permits. And I think that was after a reporter finally said, what are you going to do about the 30% surge in crime? Wow. I wonder if that's a political tiff between the sheriff and the district attorney who's not prosecuting criminals.
In L.A., I think that's Gascon. Is it Gascon in L.A.? I think so. You know, here's the problem with all of these guys that do this stuff. Eventually, especially in a blue state like Cali, eventually everything circles around and eats the unintended victim, the enablers, the voters. And Villanueva is a sheriff, so he's up for re-election from time to time. But you hang on for me. We'll get back on this when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Southwest Airlines is continuing to cancel flights on this Columbus Day. According to the tracking website FlightAware, approximately 350 Southwest flights were canceled, although it's down from the more than 1,000 cancellations on Sunday. These frustrated passengers telling Fox News,
we didn't find out till 5 o'clock this morning that it was canceled, and then we were on the phone for, 7 hours?
When I talked to them, they said they were having problems, they wouldn't say what it was, and you're lucky you got a flight.
The airline saying the cancellations are due to air traffic control issues, bad weather, and staffing shortages, but there's speculation that the problems were caused by employee sick calls in response to the new federal vaccine mandate. A man from Kenya won the Boston Marathon on Monday. This is USA Radio News. One of the federal government's top infectious disease experts is encouraging outdoor trick-or-treating this Halloween.
Many Americans still trying to decide what to do this Halloween, especially when it comes to the kids. Well, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the government's top infectious disease expert, says that it's an important time of year for kids to go out and have fun.
You're outdoors for the most part, at least when my children were out there doing trick-or-treating, and enjoy it.
Fauci saying people should still be extra careful with indoors celebrating, and overall he reported that families can feel safe in part because the U.S. cases have been on the decline. Finally, from our New England Bureau for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Software developer Lewis Barclay is being banned by Facebook over his app. Barclay creating a browser extension called Unfollow Everything, which lets users unfollow everyone on their accounts, essentially eliminating the news feed. USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. What would you like to go now, sir?
I want to go and visit reality, and it may come as a shock to some of the people who advocate gun control. We say our gun laws keep guns out of the hands of criminals. Well, once you have a record, it's true, you can't get your gun legally. That doesn't mean you can't get a gun. In this case, they finally did the work of tracking down where a particular criminal gang were getting their guns. It was from one of the gang members' brothers who did not yet have a criminal record. It was his job to procure hardware, and he did, with a vengeance. 82 firearms from gun shops in the Portland area over the last 2 years. Okay, one every 2 weeks, roughly. Couldn't be, right? Because background checks and we'll... No. Obviously, day is long. Gangland, guy's his brother. Okay, the BATFE finally catches up with this guy. Now let's see if they're going to prosecute or not. Or is all this going to get watered down? You'll plead to jaywalking. Because 82 guns, let's see, if we put this up for federal offenses, you're gone for a really long time. Because this is a federal crime. You're lying to the ATF. Obviously, if the ATF prosecuted this, guys would be afraid of getting caught. They're not. I think that tells us everything we need to know.
Yeah. That, you know, well, I mean, when I'm listening to you say it, I don't know what else to say to go along with it, simply because you covered all of that.
Okay.
I don't know where else to go with it because... I could get out there and start throwing the same things you're throwing, but I mean...
Next time I'll stop earlier. Hey, that a friend of ours who's come on the scene, a conservative philosopher, actually, out of the Midwest, Tim Tsao, he went through all of the self-defense data, the studies by Kleck, the crime victimization study, the study that just came out this year by English out of Harvard. English is a professor's name. And he goes, wow, okay. Oh, and then they also picked up what John Lott just popped the other day. 21.5 million, 21.4, something like that, of us now have permits. That's a lot. But it's only a little over 8% of all adults that have their carry permits. Now, let's put it in perspective. That's a 50% increase of the number of people with permits in just the last 5 years. So, into Obama, all through Trump, beginning of Biden, wow, 50% increase. So where there were two gun owners there are with their permits, there are now three. What was interesting out of some of these studies, 31% of gun owners say they'd used a firearm in self-defense. 80% of the time they didn't pull the trigger. I just was putting together some self-defense gun stories today. It's odd that the media will cover it if there are no shots fired. In this particular story was a 93, 95? He's asleep in his chair on a Friday evening. Some guy breaks in. The elderly man grabs his gun, says, "You should leave." The guy starts to go, "Who's going to make me?" Sees the gun, goes, "I think you're right," turns out and runs. And fortunately, the older man calls the sheriff. They get the guy, career criminal. If you and I were to bet, probably also an addict. And the sheriff goes, "Thank goodness this old elderly man had a gun. He helped us find a career criminal and put him away." The criminal was out on parole. That's common, and the news, Bill, every time when I write up my self-defense gun stories, I say, I'm so lucky that anybody covers these stories, that way I can find them, and I think of you and GCN and go, thank you for there being other, there are people that want us just to have a few stations, the official ministers of truth, and the ministers of truth aren't telling, so thank you for giving us a voice.
Well, that part of it, I think the counter has got to be out there. We got to have the counter out there because alternative means of news nowadays is where it's at, and we got to throw that out there, don't we?
Well, now, here, you're absolutely right. Think of it. 10, 15 years ago, I don't know how old Ammoland is, but are they 10 years old? 12 years old, maybe? So, yeah. My kids grew up with it. It didn't exist when I was growing up. And now we take it for granted. So, wonderful. There are Breitbart is where I go for news. It used to be Drudge. Drudge, started feeding us propaganda, we dumped him in a heartbeat. So, yeah, it's good for us.
Yeah, Drudge, what a disappointment.
Right.
Drudge, poor Drudge, never Trumper.
Well, he sold out. I mean, he did it as long as he could, and then he said, all right, I'm selling it, and it, right. Okay, let's go one more. And this gets into politics as well. I know you're shocked. Mm. But it came out of Bearing Arms. Cam Edwards covered this heavily. There are gun laws in New York. It's a crime to have a gun that's not registered. And I don't know how they found it. I think police were called to Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren. Yeah, that's her name. And they go, wait a minute. There's a gun in the home. that gun's not registered. That's a crime. Well, for campaign irregularities, she was already having to leave office. And where you and I would be in state prisons for a couple of years, she had to leave office 30 days early. So what does that tell us? That tells us that firearms laws are just for the little people. They're not even for gang members. They're for honest people who have a job and a family and a home. These laws are there to manipulate us, to make us live in fear, because they're sure not about stopping crime.
See, the thing about a New York politician, though, they can get caught doing all manner of things. I mean, look at Anthony Weiner.
Right.
They get caught doing all manner of things. And, they'll come back. They'll try it again. They'll be like, well, they knew. I would love to be, like, walking around in their head trying to figure out what their thought pattern is to where they think it's a smoking hot idea, despite your total and complete public humiliation, to just come on back in. Come on back in and run for another office.
I don't think they know how to do anything else, but...
And they don't know how to quit doing what they were doing in the first place. They don't. They don't. Hang on for me, if you will. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse as we go along. And, well, where would you like to go now, sir?
I'm going to get legal with you, Bill. You
not legal. Yeah, sure.
Our buddy Alan Beck. How long is it? Now, I hear Steve Stambolia, but his partner in crime, Alan. Has Alan come on your show in a bit?
It's been a while.
Okay. So, Mr. Alan Beck just did some... Actually, what do I have to... What's the honorific for a barrister? The Honorable Mr. Beck did some great work in Hawaii. A gentleman named Lance Choda, firearms owner, gets in an argument with a neighbor. They're shouting, doesn't come to blows. I think everybody in the exchange gets cited. So, okay, you're guilty of harassment and disorderly conduct. Does that even rise to a misdemeanor? And now the Hawaii County Police Department says, wait a minute, you're now guilty of a crime of violence. Turn over all your guns and ammo. Wait a minute. I was never charged with a crime of violence. I was charged with harassment and disorderly conduct. So, thankfully, Mr. Choda didn't take this lying down. Mr. Beck and Mr. Kevin O'Grady obtained a restraining order to stop the police order from taking effect. They took it to court, and the court said, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. This is not a violent crime. And the reason that's so important is maybe the next victim of this silliness won't have Mr. Choda's ability to defend themselves. So Mr. Choda and Mr. Beck made us all safer throughout the Ninth Circuit when they say, hey, the plain reading of the text applies. When they say a violent crime, we're not talking about a parking ticket. Thank goodness, because there are some cops and some politicians that would say any crime are enough for you and I to lose our rights. There was also a little bit of good news. Now, strangely, it came out of Texas. It's kind of related to free-range kids. A federal judge ruled that two school resource officers who went into a home and arrested a 12-year-old for being home alone and therefore in danger were wrong, and they do not have limited liability. They can be sued because the mom and dad sued them.
You're talking about implied immunity?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm busy trying to Thank goodness I've got you as my back. Thank you. The judge in this case, U.S. District Judge David Counts, he goes, wait a minute. Mom's got lesson plans. Because of COVID, everybody was doing homeschool. This 12-year-old daughter, doing great in school, it continues to do so. She goes, wait a minute, you can come into my home and grab my kids. You won't let them call the parents. You won't let her answer the phone when her dad calls to check on her. Her dad's in the armed forces being deployed. Wow. Yes, they need to be sued. This needs to be stopped. This needs to be painful. I would actually prefer it if both the officers and the city they work for were cited. The officers have a little bit of money. Maybe their union has some money. But I want this to hurt so that this becomes a point of training and Child Protective Service will never, ever, ever do this again. Because otherwise, you and I are afraid that our kids and grandchildren who don't have the proper political views, didn't wear a mask, refused to take a jab, would get grabbed by the cops for this trivial of reasons.
I've been seeing, now that this has been, I've been seeing everything across the country now that this is being imposed, the mandate part of the jabs. I mean, when did we start sounding like Brits on that one, too? Because that's what they call a shot in Britain, a jab.
A jab? Yeah, well, but I do like it. Refuse to take the jab. Now, my son was inoculated and just came down with COVID. I've taken the jab, haven't had it. I've got friends who've had it twice. My doctor says, this is the flu. Talk to your doctor. Have a good doctor, because some of the hospitals are playing silly games by over-treating you for the flu. See, we have 5 minutes. Can I do another self-defense gun story on you, Bill?
If you like.
I'm willing to go where you're driving the bus. I'm just a passenger. Okay, for the new gun owners, this is someone who did an extraordinary job. She doesn't sound like a ninja, but watch. It's 1 a.m, and this woman, Anderson, Indiana, is woken up. That's where she lived, not her name. Woken up because somebody was shouting, it's the police! Come out! We're looking for the money! And then she hears her front door kicked in. Holy cow, what a way to wake up! She turns on the lights, goes to the top of the stairs, sees a guy with a mask who is not wearing a police uniform. He doesn't even look like SWAT. She goes, uh-oh, this is bad. Dives back into her bedroom, grabs her gun, and when a robber with a gun comes through her bedroom door, she shoots him. He drops the gun. She's not there to get in a gunfight. His gun went down. She walks past the man on the ground, heads out, runs out her kicked-in front door, dashes across the street to the neighbors and says, and the neighbor said she was a mess. I'm not going to pick on her. I would be too. She yells, please let me come inside. Please call the police. Somebody kicked in my door, and I need to call 911. They make the call for her. But think, she had a gun. She had her gun nearby. She had it stored in a condition so she could get to it, and it was stored in a manner so that when she could get to it, she could use it. Wow. Rather than come down the stairs and get in a gunfight with a guy kicking at her door, she waits at the top of the stairs. She retreats to her bedroom. Bill, it's just the basics of military tactics. It's way harder to advance up a staircase than it is to defend from the top. It's better to defend from the back of your bedroom than clear your home.
Yep.
She did a great job. She's one of our neighbors. Bill, you were talking about millions of people like her.
Right.
Might not even be trained.
The thing I was going to say is if you have a gun and you don't, somebody knocks on your door at 1 a.m. and you're not going to the door with your gun, that's one thing. The other thing, if you're going to do that, here in South Carolina, we had a cop that was looking inside a window.
Right.
And knocked on the door. At, you know, it was dark, and the guy came to the door because it was so late. I think it was late, not early. He comes to the door with his gun, and the cop, without aiming, just sort of sticks his gun, gun hand out to where he's aiming into the window because he's looking. This door had those little long windows on each side there.
Yep.
So pretty, but also sort of a double-edged sword, and shot the homeowner because the homeowner was coming to the door at 11:30 at night with a gun. And I don't know, I think he might have lost his implied immunity, too. So if you are going to the... Be aware of what you have. If somebody's coming to your door that late at night, hey, I'm going to the door with a gun, too.
We talk about that in our class, Bill. We say, keep a corner between you and the front door. Shout. If it's a law enforcement officer, believe me, he's got it set along. So he'll shout back. He'll hear you. You'll hear him. Yeah, don't hug the door. If it's law enforcement, you can all get that all squared away that this is for real at 10 feet. And or you can say, officer, I'm going to stand right here and call 911 to make sure this is on the up and up. Please bear with me. It's going to take me 20 seconds. But we're not that smart at 2 in the morning. We need to think about it ahead of time.
I don't know, at 2 in the morning, I may be a genius at that point. Anyway, thank you very much for joining me today. I do appreciate that, sir.
My pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, we're going to be talking, and we're going to get the latest coming out of the gun culture from the Truth About Guns in the form of Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief. Find out what's happening with the biggest aggregator out there. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.